You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now, tell me about your father.
City Counselling on 95BFM, our weekly chat with the good people of Auckland Council.
Welcome to our regular segment with Auckland Council. Each week we talk to a councillor about local issues in Tāmaki Makaurau, and this week I talked to Shane Henderson. Spoke to him about the improvements to Queen Street and Streets for People, the Maungafau by-election, local government review and the public sector wage freeze. To begin with, I asked Shane about what Streets for People means.
Yeah, so the Queen Street update is basically to make it friendlier for cycling, walking and public transport along kind of the Golden Mile of Auckland. And actually, Queen Street is part of it, but they're also looking at places like Henderson, Onehunga, Mangere, and of course other places around the city centre. So it's about making all of Auckland actually better for active mode transport. And yeah, Queen Street's the big one and the most controversial one, but yeah, that's one of them.
And does this involve cycleways as well?
Yes, I believe it does. I probably need to bring up the map and have a bit of a look. But, I'd say just at a general level, I've represented Henderson for many years, and I think it really matters the messages you send into the community. And so my advice from kind of Queen Street businesses is that the message in the media has to be that actually it is a great place. And it is a great place. I really love it. And I think we need to work together and make the way clear for business and council, to actually improve it even better and make businesses even more profitable on Queen Street and just a better place to go.
Yeah, interesting. You say happening in Henderson as well. I work in Henderson and I support people with intellectual disabilities, and we have been speaking out at the moment about how we can get the streets around Henderson working better for the people we support to move around, because at the moment it is quite tricky.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'm really glad to hear you work in Henderson. It's an absolutely fantastic place. But yeah, we're working on it at the moment. We're actually making it safer and wider for cycling and walking, and looking at places like Ratanui Street. If people are from Henderson, they'll know that very well. And making that one way and with more bus priority. So yeah, I think it's about making everything work better, including for disability access and emergency access as well.
And moving on to talk about the Mount Albert, Mount Eden local board by-election, can you tell me some more information about that and some key dates?
Yeah, so voting documents have been out for this by-election in the Albert Eden local board, and it's actually in the Maungafau subdivision, so essentially kind of Onehunga and surrounds. So voting's going to close at 12 noon on Friday the 21st of May. My first message is to tell everyone to post your vote now. And especially if you're a younger person, I'm always kind of pushing younger and younger people to kind of vote and take part of it, because, you know, this election does hinge on some pretty important issues, and there'll be huge youth impacts as well.
What are the main issues being brought up around this by-election?
Yeah, so not being from the area, I kind of look at it from a little bit on the outside, but two of the big issues that I've noticed are, one, sort of open spaces and parks, and number two is actually housing, and either promoting more housing in the area or looking to kind of restrict it a little bit with more planning rules. So, yeah, those are the kind of things that are being talked about in that community, and, I'm really interested to see how it goes.
And that's next Friday. Votes have to be in.
Absolutely.
Cool. And we touched on it a little bit when I talked to you last, but Nanaia Mahuta's announcement for local government review, I was wondering if we could elaborate on that a little bit more.
Yeah, I'd absolutely love to. It's kind of my normal theme of talking about youth voting, right? And so the government is doing basically a really large review saying, you know, how does local government actually operate in New Zealand? How do we fund it? What do we do? Why do we do it? You know, all that kind of stuff. But I see it as kind of a big opportunity for strengthening local democracy and bringing to the process a more of a youth focus. That's what I'm looking at. And one of the big examples I have is that in 2021, we actually still hold postal ballots. So you have to physically post your vote in to vote in a local election. I don't know where my post box is. and so I'm saying, look, this is part of the review is going to be looking at that. And I would suggest things like boost voting, things we, even looking at online voting. I don't know how I feel about it myself, but I think we should have the conversation and just make it easy for people.
Yeah, booth voting seems to work. Well, it seems to work a bit better anyway.
Well, people know it, and I think you even get a sticker, which is good.
And if we could quickly touch on the so-called public sector wage freeze.
Yeah.
How have you been following this story over the past couple of weeks, and what have been your thoughts?
Yeah, so my understanding, it's kind of more at a central government level, but it's a proposed restraint on public sector wages over $60,000, except in exceptional circumstances. And my understanding of that is to kind of allow lower paid workers and lower income workers to catch up, essentially, but so that we can bring greater equality around the workforce. And look, I think that equality is a huge aim that we should be looking to strive for. We've had a bit of a look on council, and it's kind of not where we're looking at going at the moment, given that our workforce is competing not just against the private sector, but also central government as well. And we do lose a lot of staff, and particularly a lot of consenting staff to both private sector and sometimes to the government. And so we need to look at that in that context. So that's not kind of where we're looking at on council at the moment. But, you know, we're interested in equality and bringing up our lower paid workers too, I think.
It'll be interesting to see how it works.
Yeah, it will be interesting to see how it works. I think we'll be finding out more about this every day, and so we'll be following this with interest.
That was Shane Henderson, Auckland Councillor for Waitakere.
Have you tried mindfulness? Try mindfulness.
City Counselling on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.